What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Tonight we're talking about Pete's Dragon, Coco, and Finding Dory.
Hold on to your
Welcome
butts.
To Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show about Disney Movie News. Which is what we talk about when we're not playing Pokemon Go.
Except we are still playing Pokemon
Except we're
Go.
Still playing Pokemon
There's a lure
Go, so.
Module on right the premises.
Here.
Literally right over there.
We're in distance of it.
That's right. So this show may be a little interrupted by regularly scheduled gaming. In the meantime, I want to know from you guys in the chat, what team are you? Are you Valor? Because if
Instinct.
You're not, then don't bother.
Team Mystic! Team Mystic!
No.
Instinct.
Mystic.
Instinct is... Instincts.
Right. Well, Team Balor's just rude, okay? That's what we've discovered about Team Balor tonight.
Deal with it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Disney Movie News. Make sure you subscribe to Popcorn Talk on YouTube and, what is it? My gosh, I'm always...
Popcorn Talk
I'm always
Network
backwards. Popcorn
YouTube.
Talk Network on YouTube and the Popcorn Talk on Twitter. Excuse me, I went backwards. I'm sorry, everything's Pokemon Go. It's all I want to say. Make sure you subscribe to Pokemon Go on Pokemon Go. It's my life.
They have enough money. Oh my god, did you just catch a Pikachu?
Yeah,
are you
Shut
playing?
Up, I don't even have a
Are you literally
sleeping.
Playing right now? Rip headphone users.
Oh my God.
Guys, we've got some news tonight. It's
Who are you though?
Huh?
Who are you?
I'm Leo Camacho. Thank you guys for tuning in and follow me on social media at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere, except for Twitter where I'm just at Leo Zombie, but that one's on the screen, so you can do that. Who are my lovely co-hosts over here? Please introduce yourselves. Unless you're not Team Valor, then don't bother.
What's up? My name's Sarah Snitch. You can find me at I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube or at Thingamavlogs, where we post Disney videos every day. Woo!
You guys... Hi, I'm Keaton. It's nice to be back. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey and also on Team Mystic. Go Blue!
Someone just said I wanted to be Team Valor, but I found out it was too popular. Actually, you're incorrect. Team Mystic is overwhelmingly the majority. Team Valor is in second place, and Team Instinct is a banana.
The Hufflepuff of the Pokemon world.
Yeah, they're the Hufflepuffs. You know, they're good people, but you don't really want them. Okay, anyway, so anyway, we got some news.
They're like the hipster team.
They're too cool. Like, they haven't discovered their... they're trying to make peace between Valor and Mystic, and that's okay. Guys,
can we just be
news.
The Laguna? Like, what is it? The Laguna team? What's
Laguna
the blue,
team.
the white bird?
Oh, Lugia. We've been making fun of Keaton for the way she pronounces Pokemon.
Keaton can't
names.
Pronounce anything in Pokemon.
Well, what is Growlithe evolve into?
Arcanine?
Sounds like a Star Wars robot Arcanine.
It's a droid.
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself
headphones.
In your headphones?
I think I can only hear myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't hear you. I don't hear you. That's okay.
Well, my server's down, so let's talk about Disney.
We got some stuff. more just updates on everything, I feel, is what the news is at today. But at the end of the show, we're going to give you guys a little discussion, because it's been a long time since we've all been on the show together. It's been a few weeks, actually. Yeah. And we have not all been on it together since Finding Dory has come out. So today we're finally going to get to talk about
finally.
It. And it's been enough time for you guys to finally have had the opportunity to watch it yourselves.
But
so,
we're still going to save it.
Oh.
We're still going to save it for the end so that if you don't want to be spoiled,
right.
you
and
will
we'll
talk
let you
about
know.
The news first, and then we'll give you a big warning when we're going to start talking about Finding Dory.
That is correct,
yeah.
and we'll give you guys a spoiler alert before that. But first things first, we've got a new Peter's Dragon clip coming out.
Peter's Dragon?
That's literally what he wrote in the roundup.
Is this
what?
It? What keeps happening?
I just keep hearing it happening, and I'm like, what is
guys,
going on?
Even the control team is playing Pokemon Go. He
yeah.
said he saw an Eevee, and he just...
He completely went dark.
This is actually non-Pokemon Go related.
Oh, how dare that happen.
Is my mic okay?
We're sending in technical people right now.
Oh, yay.
We can toss to the clip.
And yeah. Here, Sarah, we
clip.
Can share
toss
a mic.
To the clip.
All right, well, this is the new clip for Pete's Dragon.
Peter's Dragon. Dragonite.
We'll
Peter's Dragonite.
It's going to be a nice clip.
One day we're going to see a trailer of Pete's Dragon. It's going to be so good. In the meantime, let me
have
look
you
at this
seen,
chat.
Wait, have you guys
chat.
Seen the inappropriate Pete's Dragon
Oh, dear Lord. No,
poster?
I haven't.
No,
no,
it's not a
is
poster.
It,
no, it's...
Yeah, you told me about this.
I talked about it slightly last week, but it's a billboard. If you're coming... Towards the billboard from the wrong direction. It just is a very inappropriate looking billboard.
You guys want to check out this awesome clip?
I want to
yeah.
see it. Check out the
More
awesome
than
clip.
You know.
Oh, your outfit's cute.
Looking for something?
Oh, you're scared.
Pokemon.
Me. Why aren't you asleep?
For the same reason you're not, I suppose.
Pokemon.
You looking for something? Yeah, Pikachu.
The word travels fast in this town. How long has he been out there?
Oh, he's like
Six
three
years.
Footsteps away.
6 years. Nobody could survive in that forest for 6 years.
But when you gotta catch them all, you make it work.
Well, he's trying to catch them all out there.
He says he wasn't alone.
Because he had all the Pokemon.
Because he teach me and I'll teach you. I'm not alone, Pokemon.
He drew this?
He says it's his friend.
My mic's still on. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's working now.
And it reminded me of...
I know.
This is the final evolution of Dratini.
Don't you mean Dinkley?
Dinkley. I like how everyone's just like... Everyone in the chat's just like, forget this trailer. Actually, it's kind of cool. Here's my thing with the trailer. Is this Jurassic World or what? Like, what's happening?
It is.
This is like the darkest film I've ever seen of all time right now.
Are you sure?
No, it's not. But it certainly is far. I mean, the way they're setting up, it's like he's been in the forest for 6 years. That's not even possible. Well, he wasn't alone. Very X Files, right? Like
da, da,
I want
da,
to believe.
Well, Leah wasn't here last week when I raved about Pete's Dragon. I'm very excited for this movie because I love Pete's Dragon.
I'm giving it a hard time in true Latino fashion because I love it and I think it looks like a cool movie. But what a departure.
You missed a fun week last week.
I know.
Not to make you have FOMO, but you should.
I did my impression again.
It was wonderful.
Well, see, I don't miss it when that happens on the show because I literally live with that impression. It. Like, she just comes out of the bathroom and she's like, hey, babe, what do you want to do tonight? She just goes, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, that's not an answer.
He's like, I love you. And I'm like, boom, 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 boom. It's wild that Robert Redford is in this movie.
I love Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. One of those names when you think of actors in Hollywood, you think
Have
of
you ever had
Redford.
Better than Redford cake?
No.
What?
But I just want to point out, he's Robert Red, as in Valor.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
What else we got, guys, on the lineup? We've got The Secret Life of Pets, and is it a Toy Story ripoff?
Have you guys seen it?
No.
No.
Oh. It's not a Disney movie. Come on.
Yeah, what the heck. The only Disney movie I like is Shrek. Come on.
Here's why people think it's a Toy Story ripoff.
Give us a lowdown.
Because it's about what happens with a certain group when you're not watching.
And when the owners come home, the pets play dead.
No, precisely.
But that was a good pet joke.
That was a pet joke.
Nailed it.
What are your toys doing when you're not looking? What are your pets doing when you're not looking?
What are they doing?
Well, you gotta watch.
They're peeing all over the carpet. That's what they're doing.
Oh,
my cat was like that.
Your cat was like that.
If I was gone for too long, he would just get upset and he wouldn't.
I had a cat like that my grandma pushed it off the table, and she went back up to bed that night, and he had pooped on her pillow.
Really? Cats do that.
Cats
are all mystics. So here's the thing.
What?
I had this vase full of like little glass beads, and if I took too long to play with him, he would go to the vase and knock the beads out. And that was his way of telling me, like, play with me or I'm going to keep knocking these beads out. And he knew that it drove me up a wall. Anyway.
Hey, can producer block John Mappa, please?
Is he putting on things?
He's using inappropriate words and talking about irrelevant things.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway.
Even though we're talking about Pokemon, the most relevant thing. No, I get it. Okay, so later, dude.
Is there more
to this, though? Is it like, do they copy the formula to any other capacity that you've heard?
This isn't the first time that I've heard this claim that they're copying Toy Story, but I don't think it goes beyond the concept of what's happening when people aren't watching. And I don't think it's the first movie that followed that. I think Toy Story was the first.
It feels real cheap, though. You know, like, it does feel like an easy path to follow.
But other ones have done that. Remember that movie Baby Geniuses?
Is that what that was about?
Yeah, it's like, what? I don't know. Maybe
no,
not.
I feel like...
Rugrats is about that. What are the babies doing when you're not
watching? Yeah, but here's the thing, like... Yeah, you're right. Rugrats is the original Toy Story.
Baby Geniuses.
But the thing is, it's like, I feel like Rugrats is more like the parents don't understand the kids and what they're doing, you know, and that's what we were doing the whole time. Like, we were playing our own games when the parents never understood. And even Baby Geniuses, like, you look at it, it's like they have this secret organization and they try to save the world. Like, the toys don't do anything. They go on adventures because, you know, of a series of events or whatever, but I don't even feel like Pets is trying to break that mold. It's literally, we're on an accidental adventure because people aren't around. So,
I want to
know,
cute.
Has anybody in the chat room seen this movie?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen it? Because I'm really curious. I mean, I don't ever plan on seeing it unless I walk. unless I'm at a friend's house with a kid and they have it playing on the TV. Or I'm on an airplane and I don't have a choice.
Isn't it funny? I was telling my friend, I forget which friend, that I'm like 100% prejudiced against animated movies that aren't made by Disney.
Ian Wilmoth puts up a good point. Technically, The Brave Little Toaster did it before Toy Story 2.
Yeah, but those aren't about actual, I guess, toys aren't alive. That's not about things that aren't alive.
It's anthropomorphic hardware.
Brave Little Toaster is scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one, though.
It made me scared
of everything.
Quicksand.
Really?
Yeah.
Every movie with quicksand makes me scared of quicksand.
Blanket. Remember that part?
I love Lamp. I love Lamp, and that's just not a quote from
Anchorman.
Anchorman. I love Lamp, and I still say I quote the lamp so often when people do something noteworthy. I'm like, you're a bright little lamp.
That's not Disney. Bright little
treasure. It is.
It is and tis.
It's like a confusing one. Yeah,
it's like Disney the same way that Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, it is.
Yeah, but it's not one of the 50 something films.
It's complicated.
I make it a point not to watch Illumination movies because they rip off. That's an interesting point of view.
But did you not? No one acknowledged my prejudice.
what did you say? I'm sorry.
I said I'm super prejudiced against any animated movie not made by Disney.
What about Anastasia? Yeah,
I have an understanding about that.
There are ones that I've seen that are
Prince
good.
Of Egypt. Where are my Prince of Egypt fans?
Yes, Prince of. I that literally sang so a song from legit. That for the talent show when I was in like
Which
second
one?
Grade.
Says the Lord. That one.
No.
Once I called you brother.
No, I sang like me and my friend. Me and my friend sang the Whitney and Mariah. Song.
Oh, that's a good
yes,
one.
We
the
should have. We should have never tried. Like in our second grade minds, we're like, yes, I can sing like
I
Whitney
like
Houston.
I was about to say whenever anybody says I'm going to sing the Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, like literally the two like most talented singers of the past generation. Anyways, yeah. Did you do it? Did you nail
we
it?
Did
it.
I mean,
lowered
I don't
it like
know.
You lowered it an octave. I would imagine.
I mean, as a child in my head, I was riffing like a queen.
Upload it to YouTube, please.
No, my Lion King. I did. I just can't wait to be king, dressed as Simba. My friend dressed as Zazu.
Actually, you have that online?
That is somewhere. I have to ask my friend Kathleen.
Excuse me, Booth Angel?
I doubt you're going to be able to find it. I'll message her and see if she has
I want to point out that I've said on this show before, I have thalassophobia, which is the fear of deep water, specifically the fear of deep ocean. And there's a scene in Prince of Egypt when they're walking through the Red Sea and lightning strikes and you see the whale's silhouette in
through
the
water.
Yeah, it's so cool. That stresses you out too?
To this day, I will just look up that scene and it exists isolated. Just that scene exists isolated online
for
people
who have that phobia.
Yeah, yeah. And I look it up to get the feeling. So that's like the other part of this weird phobia is like you look it up to feel the fear. It's really strange.
It's super weird.
You're like a drug addict.
Yeah. Well, they say, what is it? Exposure therapy? It helps cure.
I think you have to actually go in the ocean to have exposure.
Don't even. No, I'm not ready. Baby steps. Doggy paddles.
Put a video on Thingamabob.
Obviously, there are non-Disney animated movies that are really good that I've seen, like Anastasia, like Prince of Egypt, like How to Train Your Dragon, but I'm never motivated to see an animated movie unless it is Disney.
Really? Because I feel...
I really like Rise of the Guardians. I really like
Rise of the Guardians. Totally underrated.
Yeah.
And also, what was the owl one was kind of neat, too.
The Rise of the Guardians, Owls of Gahul.
Is that what it's called? No, what's the one with the holiday?
Legend of the Guardians.
Yeah, Legends and Rise of the Guardians. There's
Legend,
two.
Okay, let me tell you. Legends of the Guardians, Owls of Gahul is the owl movie. Rise of the Guardians is the holiday movie.
Talk about stealing names and ideas.
Rise of the Guardians is the holiday movie. Yes. Legends of the Guardians,
the Owls of Gahul.
And Legends of the Hidden Temple is the one with the stone face named Olmec.
They're going to be at Comic-Con, and I'm very excited about
that. Who is?
They're at Con.
They're going to be at Comic-Con.
Who is that?
The Legends of the Hidden Temple people.
Oh, yeah, they were at
Owls of Gahul.
They're
making
that movie?
A movie.
I never saw that. I thought it was ridiculous. I was like,
Elijah
what about
Wood?
These crazy owls? Like, why do I care? They're so realistic.
Okay, Harry Potter,
owls.
Chill. Listen.
What about Happy Feet?
Oh, yeah, I did like Happy Feet.
Okay, so basically you're a liar.
I just never, never wanted
Valor.
To
Valor.
Shout him out.
No, you're being mean.
Mystic recognize.
I never want to see them.
Stop picking on instinct.
All right, guys. All right.
All right, move on.
We'll move on to something that I love, and that is episode 8 set photos have been leaked via multiple Twitters. Now, I will say they're not really authentic. Set photos are just photos that were taken on set, like a face swap.
Daisy Ridley face swap.
Which, granted, any face swap with Daisy Ridley instantly makes you at least 11 times more attractive. That was probably the best day of that guy's life. What else we got?
Who is that?
I think it's... I actually don't know.
It's Simon Pegg.
We got Boyega Leap Jumping from Joy, which I would be too if I was cast in a Star Wars movie. He's looking fit as a fiddle. He's been working out hard. And apparently them glutes.
Finn.
Look at that. Jesus.
Hey, Finn. Look at that booty.
Good job there, Finn.
Fit as a fiddle. Says
Finn
Leo.
As a fiddle.
Hello, Finn.
Leo loves using old-timey phrases.
Yeah, I like finding weird, obscure phrases and using... Because I feel like I like the idea that humanity made up words that are no longer like relevant, but they still exist. You know, like sassafras is definitely underused.
Sassafras!
Anyways. Episode 8. Excited.
Duh.
Only what, like 4 months away now? It's coming up.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah, dude. It comes out in December.
I cannot believe it's happening. No, but I know. Wait, but when does Rogue One come out? No, Rogue One comes out in December, and then Episode 8 comes out the next year.
Sorry, I said Episode 8. I meant Rogue One.
We just Star Wars'd you, Mr. I'm the biggest Star Wars fan.
But did you? Because she was like, no way.
No, that's not what my face was. My face was skepticism.
I'm so excited. I didn't know.
My face was like this.
Sorry, I blew it. That's the... I know your face is that. That's your...
I knew Rogue One came out first.
Oh, man. Well, I'm excited about Rogue One. And
look, there's the face. We're watching it. It's on a delay, so I
can update
you. I'm like waiting now. I just want to see your face anyway. yeah, so we got some... the thing is, like, I feel like the fact that these were leaked is totally a publicity stunt without actually leaking anything.
Well,
important.
They just wrapped.
Yeah, they just wrapped. And Anthony Daniels did announce that they just wrapped, and he's sad, and, you know, boo. To be honest, they actually wrapped earlier than they intended. I don't know if you guys knew this.
So they should move up the release date.
Not just... yeah, no, right. No, they wrapped early because all the crew was playing Pokemon Go.
Oh.
That's not real. That's false.
They probably don't even have it where they were filming.
That's true. They don't. Europe doesn't have
it. I was on set today, and a bunch of the crew members were playing.
You were on the set of Star Wars?
Not of Star Wars, on a different... on a TV show.
With everybody playing?
A lot of people were playing.
So, for those of you unaware, I work at Loot Crate now. Woo! That's why I've been missing. And... you guys got to see, we have a Pokestop right outside the building, but you can't access it from inside the building. So there are groups that schedule their lunches together, so then everybody can go out. And there's like a corner in the parking lot where everybody sits under a tree and just catches Pokemon all day.
Sarah's literally caught like 20. Like, I'm just so
Sarah,
jealous
stop
of her
playing.
Right now.
Contribute to the conversation.
I am, but I was gonna say, Pokemon Go.
All right, we got it. Contributed. Let's move on. Star Wars. I wish there was more to say about it, guys. There's not a whole lot. It is wrapped, which means they're going into post-production, which means they're editing lightsabers, which is cool. And we'll be getting that one next year. They've moved it up. It is not a December release date, which is really great. But in the meantime, sit tight for Rogue One.
It's a summer
one.
Release, right?
They did release... it's a summer release. And they did release more recently. I think you guys talked about this, the new photos of Rogue One. Mm-hmm. And one of the arguments online was that the outfits had bullets on them. And they're like, your outfits can't have bullets. But if you look closely, they're not bullets. They're gas cartridges. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah.
I have like intense static happening. I think it's because you're on the phone. Turn it off.
No, it is. It's not my phone.
Turn it off. Turn it off. See, it was your phone.
No, it's
still
there.
I just wanted you to feel bad. Beauty and the Beast, guys. Good segue. They released the poster for Beauty on the Beast. Can we see that? Can you bring it up?
It's very...
hold on, wait. Up. Let him bring it up.
It's mind-blowing. There it is.
Is it mind-blowing, or is it just really good Photoshop?
Could you make that?
Yeah, I could make that.
Challenge. Make it.
Someone in the chat make it with my face as the
honestly,
rose.
Honestly, it's not.
Be the rose,
it is well made, but it's actually, first of all, it looks more like a Frozen poster.
Make each of us a petal.
Well,
like
if you make Sarah the rose, can you make me like bow? Just be like, oh.
Honestly, I will take you up on that challenge.
And the scary beast
in the background. I can't do it exactly
because
I don't have a model of that exact like lid, but I will. I will do something similar. You guys don't even need to see the movie now.
It sounds like Scuttle from...
oh, sorry, wrong movie.
Little Mermaid.
The Little Beast and the Mermaid.
The Little Beast.
That's it. That's all the news for Beating the Beast. It's just a poster. They are slowly teasing us. When does this movie come out? March 2017.
I will cry.
I can hear it playing. I can hear the repeat of our show playing somewhere. It must be playing somewhere. But moving on, the big piece of news here, we have more info on Pixar's Coco.
Yes.
And authenticism?
Yeah, authenticism.
I almost said autism. Authenticism.
Authenticism, which is a word that isn't really real, but it reminded me of college when I used a lot of words that Google told me weren't real words, but they are.
Yeah,
anyway.
the symbology
Thank
is real.
You, SAT prep courses.
Yes. Okay, so when Coco was announced, there was a lot of controversy around it because it's being made by a white guy.
Yeah, and they were like, is he cuckoo? For Coco.
Also, Disney tried to trademark the phrase Dia de los Muertos, which was a bad move.
No, they did not.
Yes, they sure
that.
Did. Because that was going to be the original title of the movie. That's why. The movie was going to be called Dia de los Muertos. Mm. And so that's why. But then they were like, oh, we can't do that. That's insensitive. My bad. Let's call it Coco.
My gosh.
I think that's such a dumb name, though.
We don't know what it even means yet, babe.
But I don't like it.
Okay.
There's like, well, I hate it.
I don't know. I get it. The character's name is Coco. That's
no,
why
it's Miguel.
Yeah, Miguel Coco. Coco Miguel.
Coco Bus.
Miguel Calabazas.
But Miguel, this announcement is that they hired consultants to work on the movie to make it more authentic to Hispanic culture and to include all of these customs and these practices that are involved in Day of the Dead, mm-hmm, to make the movie like as authentic as it should be if it's going to be made.
Don't pull a Pocahontas.
Yeah, you know, and I want to point out there's another reflection that I caught that sort of parallels that. Mm-hmm. And I was just watching an extended trailer/behind-the-scenes snippet online of the new Disney show that stars a Hispanic princess. What's her name?
Elena of Avalor.
And they were pointing out in the trailer, they're like, this is the first Latina princess, so we wanted to make sure we were authentic. Like, they're really selling you on it. And there was, like, real Aztec architecture mixed with Chilean hip-hop. Yeah. And they, like,
wasn't a Disney promo. That was Now This. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, it was Now This? Yeah. That's what it was? I thought it was really cool, but I'm like, wow, they are feeling the burn that they have felt before, I guess you're saying. People have really shouted it out, and they've really felt it, and they've heard it, and they're listening to the community. But now I feel like, okay, thanks for being authentic, but you don't have to, like, rub it in her face. Like, look how cool and loyal we're being.
I feel like they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't, because you look at Moana how everybody's in rage about what Maui looks like.
No, but I feel like it's a torn thing. Like, some people are mad. I feel like the people that are mad are not the people that, like, who's mad?
Lot of people that are really,
are they
really
Islander,
angry.
Though? Are the Islander people that are mad? Because I've seen Islander arguments. They're like, that's like a vision of strength us. Like, that's, we're not offended. You know?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of articles showing both ways. Like, I saw this one girl who had an awesome video who was like, she's from Hawaii or one of the South Pacific Islands. And she was saying how, like, even if that's like not like what like the ideal like vision like look of what strength and like, you know, beauty
is
that's what my uncles look like. That's what,
that's,
she's like, that's
one.
What I,
that's
why I
post.
Love it, like,
my
it's,
uncle
yeah.
looks like this and he would kick my butt
kicked my butt, like, and that, and I love him, and so like why, like, I would want to see him represented, because you don't see that. I don't want to see The Rock up there. Not, my uncles don't
also,
look like The
also,
Rock
also The Rock is not a normal human. He works out 6 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like, that's not what a Samoan man looks like. That's what The Rock looks like. And look at professional, I mean, you know what I mean?
No, I just don't want to discredit him because he is Samoan.
He is Samoan. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, he's not the, when you think,
no,
you know
what I
mean? Like,
I
he's not the
poster. I just don't want to be like, one. The Rock isn't
Samoan. That's all. He is Samoan, and he's a great Samoan, and he literally is the voice
he's
of.
He's a great Samoan.
When I lived in Samoa, I mean, everybody, it's just like when you live in America, everybody has very different body types. Everybody's different. There is a majority of what, like, some people look like,
but like,
some of them do look like The Rock and don't work out that much. They just got real lucky in the
I mean, look at like a lot of like Islander rugby players are just like genetically,
they're just
massive people.
Well,
but then you look at a lot of like Islanders that play in the NFL and they do look like Maui's character. Like, that's actually a really common aesthetic.
What you're saying about like damned if you do, damned if you don't, but it's better to try.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's debatable because I think maybe they should. Pocahontas is like one of my favorite movies, but debatably, I think maybe they shouldn't have made it at all if they couldn't have done it better.
Which one?
Pocahontas. So it's just like, meh, it's by case by case basis. But with these cases, with Elena and with Moana, I think it's good. It is overall good. Like, I mean, nothing even like truly terrible has happened with it
and,
so far.
But I also don't feel like they're. First of all, look at he's buff. Like, he's got.
Yeah, I never saw him as fat.
I saw him as wide. I saw him as
like
I like
thick
to call
and
it.
Strong,
yeah, as a wall of meat. And actually, that's like, I mean, that's an exaggerated characterization, but like that's how I see. I don't see bat. That's how I see Batman. I see him like as a big, squared, muscular man. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it. He's not fat. He doesn't have a belly.
No, I don't think he looks fat. I think he just looks. Him. He's like a big,
he's just a big
muscular dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a very strange argument right now about
but
that.
Elena, I think. I mean, you might feel differently about it because you are Hispanic. But like, I'm like, oh my god, it's so crazy that they're doing so much, so overt, because Sophia the First, which is also a television-only Disney princess
they just came out when like that show started. They came out and they were like, by the way, Sophia is Latina.
But I know. Well, her name is Sophia.
Yeah, but like she, like, and everyone was like, well, there's nothing in the show that says anything. So what? That means nothing to us.
Yeah. Well, here's the question: are they actually Disney princesses?
No, they're not in the official lineup, but which they are. Disney, it does suck. A lot of people are saying that in the chat right now. It's like it sucks that she's not going to be in the OGF, yeah. But Elena is going to meet and greet at Disneyland.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
I do like that her dress is red, by the way.
She reminds me of
the princess with the red dress.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay,
a lot.
Valor.
It's my favorite color. It's my ethnicity. I'm proud, okay? No, I dig it. Look, I know I'm criticizing it for them kind of laying it on really thick, yep. But I feel like they want you to realize that all Hispanic cultures are not the same. Like, we all sort of self-identify with each other. Like, I met up with this dude at the party we were at, this Salvadorian guy, and we, like, really bonded over the Latino heritage, even though we were sharing, like, cultural traits with each other and being familiar. And so there is, like, a bond over that. And I'm glad that they're showing that there is a very distinct difference. Like, this is Chilean music, but this is Mexican architecture. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Like, way to go. Way to educate.
Well, and I'm happy that Disney's doing this because, even though Pocahontas gets such a bad rap, I remember when that movie came out, I loved it so much that I got so into learning and researching about Pocahontas, about Jamestown,
were
about what actually happened. No, I mean, I was, but it was still... It got a conversation started and got me interested in learning about another culture and a piece of history that I never really looked
sure,
into.
It was a catalyst, right? I mean, yes, they didn't do the actual story justice, but I mean, some good comes of bad
exactly.
things.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. And they're trying to remedy their mistakes, which is good on you, Disney.
Yeah, and someone in chat room said they've been pronouncing Elena's name wrong. Like, how have you... Maybe saying Elena, which is fine.
Well, I've been saying Elena.
Elena?
Yeah, but I mean, like, how are you saying... How, like, what other ways are to say that?
It's not Elena, but... Elena.
Elena.
Elena? Oh, is it? I don't know. I haven't seen it written. You gotta look it up. Elena?
See, it's E-L-E-N-A.
And they're saying Elena? I guess, like, that's how it comes out in English, but in Spanish it's Elena.
Yeah.
Elena.
Spanish is a truly phonetic language, you guys, so the way it's written is the way it's said.
Elena. E's are not E's, they're E's.
Well, you only say the flat... There's only one way to say each vowel in Spanish. A, E, I, O, U.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say
it
any
other
way. It's not
like English, where it can be totally different every
exactly.
time. Okay.
Guys, that was a cool discussion. I was really into that.
That was, like, serious.
I was really into that. I hope you guys enjoyed that in the chat. Let us know what you thought. It is Elena. Okay, they're backing us up.
Elena.
Cool. I agree with Keaton. Yeah, me too. Guys, Finding Adory... just came out yesterday.
Finally, we can talk about it.
Yeah, finally.
As you pull up a Vulpix.
Sorry.
Vulpix.
No, there's a Vulpix!
Stop screaming into the mic.
Rip headphone... rip the ancestors of the headphone users and dishonor on your couch.
Dishonor on your couch.
Did you like it?
I liked Dory.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
I think it is the second best sequel that Pixar has made.
First being Toy Story 2.
No, like, I'm not counting 3. I'm talking about, like, the second movie. Like, because 3 is as good as 1.
Close your Vulpix screen.
3, I'm, like, literally not being distracted. You're the one being distracted.
I know, but it's...
3 is better than... 3 is equal to 1, in my opinion.
Okay.
2 is the best sequel that Pixar has made.
Okay.
Then Dory. Then Monsters U.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Monsters U.
Then
it's
Cars
not bad.
2.
Really?
Then Cars 2, which shouldn't even be on the list. I don't even count it.
But if it lists the sequels, you gotta put it in there. What other sequels are there?
That's it.
Pocahontas 2.
Well, no. Pixar.
Stop obsessing. Stop it.
So
I did, like, that was just like word vomit. I didn't want to say that out loud.
I can tell by the way you looked at me after you said it. You're like, I don't know.
That should have never come out of my mouth.
It was, your brain went on autopilot.
Someone said 3 sucked. 3 was like the greatest movie that's ever happened. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Keena, I wish I could have Snapchatted a picture of the way you looked at me. Like, what did I just do?
I
wish the chat could have seen that. You were just, fuck on. sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, that gave me the giggle.
Dory, who is your favorite character, you guys?
The seal with the unibrow and Becky. I want them to get married.
Becky!
Becky. Becky's the greatest.
Becky with the good hair.
But what's the name of the seal? I can't even remember his
name.
Gerald. Someone said I should just connect my eyebrows and cosplay as him.
You could definitely Disney bound him. Just wear all gray.
Yeah, and like put exactly. And then have like a rock. That'd be great.
No, you don't get a rock.
Gerald is the best. off. That's funny how they always find a way, like, mine.
Don't you love that, like, that was
hey,
Shere Khan.
Hey.
Shere Khan was also one of the seals that was like,
a
off,
tiger,
off.
Was a lion, was an ox. Oh, no, what? Yeah, he's an ox. No, wait, what is he? He's a wildebeest? No, he's a...
What are you talking about?
In Zootopia.
He's a
buffalo. Water buffalo.
He's killing that Disney game.
He's killing the animal game. He's the king of the jungle.
Okay.
Gerald and Becky, OTP.
This movie was sad.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why?
It's sad that
spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
It's going to make me jump if he plays it. I really hope he doesn't.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Like, let me get caught.
Spoiler alert.
Hank.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
Hank was awesome. He's my favorite non-silly character.
Hank was so great.
But I love the dumb characters that are in there purely for, like, one thing. Like, Gerald is just in there to be like, oh, I want the rock. And Becky's just in there to be like, just the loose cannon. And actually is competent,
yeah,
but just, like, terrible about her competency.
And Marlon, like, is like, oh, God.
We could have been in that bucket.
I didn't care about Hank that much because I didn't care about his story. Like,
I just thought he was, well played.
He's great. It's just, like, he's paranoid about the ocean, and then his arc is just that he, like, learns that he should just, like, not be nervous about it. Like, it wasn't a very emotional storyline for me, and I didn't really care.
Well, like, I feel like it's supposed to be you're on the journey with him, like God, it's supposed to add, like, a ticking time bomb effect. Like, he's got to get to the aquarium. Ultimately, he doesn't make it there, and you realize, like, oh, he learned a lesson. But he just adds an element of urgency. It's so funny because your eyes are glazed over from laughing.
I know. I'm so crying.
Funny. I'm just saying, like, in the first Finding Nemo, both Marlin has an emotional story arc and character development. Dory has it, and Nemo has it, all, like, separately.
Yeah, but Hank's
and
not
the
a
same
focal
didn't happen.
Point. He's like, I mean, he moves the story along, but he's not, the story is, like, not
even
about
Gil.
Hank.
Even Gil in Finding Nemo has more of an emotional story. The one that the fish in the tank who, like, pushes Nemo too far, and then he's like, whoa, you know?
Right.
Like, even that, like, hit me harder than anything.
Yeah, but he's
to do
still
with
in a plastic bag.
Leave him alone.
Sorry. Never Gil says that when Nemo gets stuck.
I was like, did you say that or did, like, someone else say that? Yeah, like, none of the new characters, except for Dory's parents, had anything really interesting going on behind them. Like, Bailey and what's the other one?
Also,
when
Destiny.
When he finally figures out how to use his sonar, it's super OP.
So it's just like... I liked all the characters. I thought they were all, like, cute and fun, but I don't think any of them had a lot of depth.
They didn't
to
really
them.
Stick. Well, yeah. I mean, like, in Finding Nemo, did they? I mean, I guess you
I'm
can argue because,
like,
Bruce had real depth. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, not he's probably less than anybody.
No, but
I mean,
if you,
like,
think about it, like, you learn so much about that character in such a short amount of time.
It's
like, you know,
Brucey.
More about, you know, as much about Bruce as you do as of Hank, and Hank was definitely a secondary character in this movie. Like, like, he had a pretty, you know, I mean, a primary role as a secondary character.
Yeah.
But Bruce was, like, a moment in time, and I feel like
I think arguably Hank plays the same role in this movie that Dory plays in the first movie.
No,
they're
no
together
way.
For, like, the whole movie.
No, no, he comes and goes.
But he's...
He literally leaves her
at one
point.
His screen time is definitely, like, 80% or more.
No, it's not even close.
Yeah.
No, I actually want the math done on that when the movie comes out. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that much. I think 40%.
No.
No, the first he's not even in the first part of the movie. It takes a while for it to get to him. And then he leaves her for a little while, and then he, like, is in and out of scenes. They cut away from Dory to go back to Nemo and then the seals. Like, there's a lot where he certainly has a lot of screen time. That's not... I'm not arguing that, but I don't think he...
Everyone in the chat, let me know if you think Hank is, like, not quite as big of a role as Dory was in the first one, but, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a fair argument. I'm not taking away from you. I'm just saying, like, from my perspective, it didn't feel as that heavy. But let's talk about the real issue here. Crush got shafted.
Crush did get shafted. But did you know that Crush is voiced by the director of the movie?
Dude, I did know that.
Isn't that awesome?
Dude.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sweet dude. Tay man, just on her on the show.
People are saying Hank was everywhere. Hank was in all the lead promos. Hank was also, like, on all of the billboards.
Yeah, he was a big marketing tool.
Well, you know, I mean, and I just have to say, the cast was phenomenal. Like,
about half.
It was so good.
I would say that. Let's just say half. He's in half the film. But he never carried weight. I feel like he was a vehicle to progress the story.
That's my gripe. That's what I'm
saying.
Like,
you think he should have had
more.
But I feel like he was a very monofocal character. Like, he has one mission. And
yeah,
he's just doing whatever he can. Thank you.
Monofocal. That is a great
That's what I'm
word.
Saying. Is like, I think he is... the Dory equivalent of this movie as Dory was in the first
movie. But see, Dory...
But he doesn't have as much development in the course of the story.
But you have to think, like, why are they doing what they're doing? Like, Dory's on the mission with Marlin because, you know...
But, like, why is he scared of the ocean? Like, why?
I wish we would... Well, because he lost a tentacle.
Yeah, but, like, how? You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff. Like, we don't know about him.
But you know enough. Like, he lost a tentacle. He doesn't want to go back. And that's all. He's, like, a very closed-off type. And at the end of the movie, he ends up opening up to new options. Like, he does have
character development.
He's like a
grumpy old man and up.
He's basically an old man. He's past his prime. He doesn't want to deal with it anymore. And at the end, you find that even he can learn and grow. And every character does in some way.
I get that he learned something. I just don't think it had anything behind it.
No, but, I mean, you know? Sometimes you don't need that.
No, I think I did.
You needed it.
I needed that.
She needed it.
So, Finding Dory got a 12% on Rotten Tomatoes because of Hank.
What? It did?
No.
I was like, I thought I got like a 98.
No, I'm just saying Sarah's rate.
I thought it was good. I told you. I'm just talking about my thoughts.
No, I get it. No, and I appreciate that very much. I actually think you have a valid point. I feel like, I just personally don't feel like he needed it. And I was satisfied with who he was as a character and what his role was in the movie. He was there to hurry it up. That was his job, and he did that. He did it quite well and effectively.
I enjoyed the pacing of the movie, personally.
I thought it was too fast at first.
No, I did Dory After Dark, and so I did them two back-to-back. And Finding Nemo, I love, like, favorite Pixar movie, but that got slow.
It gets slow.
It gets slow. And Finding Dory, I think it, like, had... The main thing with Finding Dory is, like, none of it was, like, a surprise, because, like, Finding Nemo, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, Sarah, was... It was so exciting because, like... It was, like, had never been done before, like, exploring characters that are in the ocean like this, mm-hmm. and, like...
It felt a lot more like an oceanography movie, right? Like, marine biology, like, let's introduce you to all the different kinds of species that
live in the ocean. I'm Susan Sarandon.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver. Same thing.
I wonder if she's actually, like, her voice actually plays at Embari. Does it? Does that actually...
Oh,
does that
no, clip? I thought you meant was it actually her. Yeah, it was.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, if you went to Embari, like, would her voice actually be playing over the loudspeaker? Sure. And maybe that was, like, some sort of inside joke where they had her come in and re-record
it. That would be hilarious.
That's amazing. Guys, Google that. What else? I had another point that I was going to bring up, and now I can't remember.
Did you guys watch the scene afterwards, after the credits? Obviously, you did. They still have bags.
One? With Gerald and the bags.
Oh, yeah. Gerald.
The fish. Here's another... I'm, like, just listing things I didn't like. I can list things I like also. But this one, like, my belief was not suspended... as much as the first movie.
When
Hank and Tori are just literally driving a truck on a freeway.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too much. Like, I do not believe this.
They went super fantastic.
Nothing like that happens in Finding Nemo. No. Like, it's all like, it's all the whole point.
You can
point
almost say
is,
they
like,
jumped the shark.
Yeah. It's all like Nemo is like learning that he can do incredible things even though he has a little fin.
Right.
And he does incredible things, but it's all believable stuff. Yeah. Right. Yeah. With like the fish swimming down.
It's not like a little kid that's like, who broke his leg, like, you can do whatever you want. And then he takes off flying. Yeah. Like, okay, no, you can't. Chill out.
Dory's like, I can do incredible things too. Driving a truck on a freeway.
But no, Dory's is like, no, because she doesn't drive.
No, Hank drives it.
But it's like, you can do incredible things, Dory. Like, remember. Congratulations. It's Baby Dory, though.
Oh,
Baby
my Dory. Gosh, Baby Dory.
I love the breathiness. Yeah, she's like, I'm okay, Daddy.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Alyssa.
No, when she just gets excited, they're like, Lisa. Good job. And she's like...
Alyssa, I just want to point out, shout out to Alyssa for loving my dad jokes. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
She likes the humor.
She's so cute. Dory.
Dory. The first time, like, literally the entire theater goes...
Five. I like sand. Sand squishy. it's like the breathiness of her thoughts. Like, I just like she doesn't say anything, but it's like you feel her brain just like wandering
trying
up.
Really hard to work.
I felt the stress of her parents so hard. I was like, oh my god, how do they protect this child? You know?
Oh, the otters, though.
I was so sad.
And yeah, in that montage.
The montage
she
when
gets
she got
lost.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
and
she's
just a baby. Oh my god.
But can we talk about the visuals for a second, though? That movie was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I like all the underwater scenes, especially when she finds all the seashells. And then the place with all the crabs where the squid chases them was so gloomy and creepy. But I specifically loved when you're first introduced to the seals and you see the Embari, the waves crashing against the aquarium. and you know, it kind of gives you that overhead view, and you just feel the, like, this is like a real place. It felt real, and I could smell the ocean in that scene. And then you come across the seals, and they look like seals basking in the sun, and then they just kind of like, all right, you know, and it brings you right back into the movie. But you got that glimpse of what they're achieving on a technical level. Like, their CGI is just spectacular, and I got lost in the visuals. That's why the movie was really fast paced, but I didn't mind because I liked looking at it.
I thought the pacing was perfect.
Really?
They
just wanted to get to the adventure, which I'm okay with, you know.
People want us to talk about Piper. I don't have a lot to say. It was beautiful, but I didn't really care about it.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, yeah, but it's like the story. It's not how my favorite cute Pixar story.
It's about overcoming your fears. And guess what? Fear of the ocean.
Yeah, Leo, can you just make a video when you go face your fear?
I identified with Piper. Because I get it. I get
it's
what
weird
it's like.
Which shorts I liked so much.
Yeah. What's
Do
your
you
favorite?
Go to the beach?
My favorite
I don't
is
like
La
beach.
Luna.
You know why I go to the beach? To catch water type Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, Santa Monica Pier, you guys. Crazy. Crazy, but I got some Squirtles. This is great. Who's your starter?
Are we just done talking about Piper?
It's relevant because I picked Squirtle.
I picked Squirtle also.
I picked Charmander.
You would. No, we can talk about Piper, but I don't think there's much to say. I mean, I feel like it was a very, you know, simple one, no words.
I thought
direct.
Visually, Piper is the prettiest,
for
like
sure.
the most sand. Realistic. Oh my gosh, it was so detailed. And I just, like, it started and I was like, oh my gosh. And they, I don't know. Piper has been, I think, one of my favorite shorts.
I'd
it's
watch an
definitely
entire
my
movie,
top three.
I'd watch an entire movie about that little crab.
The little crab, or yeah, you mean the little bird?
No, the little crab that he becomes a friend with.
What are you talking about?
Remember? Like, he's, like, getting the shells, and
crab
becomes his buddy.
The little crab comes out, yeah.
Remember? And he makes friends with the little baby
hermit
crab.
Shows
her
how to dig.
I would watch a movie about that hermit crab. You guys don't even care. You see?
I like Piper. I love Piper.
You hate him, because it's all about the crab.
I love Piper. I'm going to start calling it Leo.
Oh, my God.
Leo's scared
you should
of the
Leo
water.
Piper. Piper, can't do it.
Nope.
Honestly, like, I don't know. Visuals are great, but story over
everything.
Visuals anyway.
I didn't think the story was bad.
I didn't
mean,
know.
Yes, it is far more, like I said, fantastical than the original, but it
No,
ruins...
I'm talking about Piper still, but yeah.
Oh, Piper? Well, okay. Oh, well, I mean, the story is a simple one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like stuff that makes me cry, and it didn't make me cry.
Not everything is about making you cry.
I'm just saying what I personally like.
How often do you make her cry to, like, you
a
know?
Lot.
Don't make me tell you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Leo!
It's kind of funny.
I would never. I make her cry. Actually, it's funny because I make her cry by tickling her. I make her laugh till she cries.
That's cute.
Why are you making that face, sir?
Literally, I'm gonna break up with you yesterday.
I literally love you.
Was it better than Sanjay? I mean, Sanjay had me way more.
You didn't
emotional.
Cry.
No, but the disappointment
the
on his dad's face was so touching.
What about when the bird
the
almost
mom, the bird mom, and when the bird was just sitting there like, I'm not going, mom. Like, I'm not. I got no. And his mom was like, come on. It was just. I love it when there's, like, no dialogue and you still understand everything.
Yeah.
But that's all Pixar
shows,
isn't it?
I'm into that stuff. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the finest one, but I thought it was fine. I think it was more of a technical test that turned into a short, to be honest with you. But
I really like Lava. No one else likes
that. I love Lava.
You love Lava?
I loved it. I cried.
I love it. I cried.
They're so beautiful, and then you think he's going to die.
I cried on that.
Am I the only one who just didn't like Lava?
Yeah, no. All right,
guys.
There's a lot of people.
Guys, I want to know the chat.
D23
tweet
tickets
at us.
Go up
we
tomorrow.
Want to know. D23 tickets go tomorrow. You going to buy them for us? Oh, that's right. We don't. Okay, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching Disney Movie News tonight. On Twitter, I want you guys to hit us up. You can follow me at Leo Zombie. I want you guys to tweet at me over the course of the night and the week until I see you next time. What are your favorite Pixar shorts and movies and why? I want to know why you like what you like for Pixar, because this has been an in-depth discussion. Or alternate assignment, you can talk about Disney princess ethnicities. I don't know, something there. Thank you guys for watching the show. I really appreciate it. We had a lot of fun tonight. I actually had a really good time discussing these things with you guys.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed our company.
Yeah.
No, the discussion.
Sarah literally probably caught at least 20 Pokemon during this.
Yeah, thanks for paying
attention.
Yelled
at me.
No, but honestly, thank you. Some quick shout-outs. Alyssa Liu, Super Iron Halo, Ian Wilmoth, The Life Experiment, Greg, what is this, Belmare? That's cool. Bree Bumfield, Heavenly Imaginings. That's a weird name. Hippie parents. We've got Mouse Talk. We've got a bunch of other people in the room. Thank you guys so much for watching with us. I'm Leo Zombie. Follow me, but also follow these ladies because they're awesome.
Thanks. My name's Sarah Snitch. At Sarah Snitch. At I'm Sarah Snitch. At Thingamablogs.
Easy peasy.
And I'm Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And also on Practical Folks, they're going to be releasing my episode of Drunk Disney very soon.
Congratulations.
So it was so much fun. Make sure you guys and check that out. Apparently it was funny because I cried.
You cried? Sarah must have liked it.
I haven't seen it yet, obviously.
Because there's crying involved. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you guys next week on Disney Movie News.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.